Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Norm Brodsky being back on the show. Norm is an entrepreneur extraordinaire, very successful business entrepreneur and owner, and senior contributing editor to Inc. magazine. Those of you who hang out in the Inc. neighborhood, you know Norm very well. He's a legendary business owner and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our good friend Norm Brodsky. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me this morning, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Norm, you know, one of the things that I talk a lot about on this show is all the challenges small business owners have, and you know about all that. The times that I talk about, the times that, you know, am I going to be here tomorrow? There were times when I didn't know if I was going to be here the next hour. And we have that. But then there are times when things, you kind of figure it out, you get the key to success, and things are kind of rolling along pretty nicely, almost to the point, sometimes even to the point, where you get a little bored with what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that of all the things that happen, you don't think an entrepreneur can ever get bored because mm-hmm. of the fact that, you know, we're doing so much every day and worrying every day. But what happens is it's sort of like a boredom and complacency,
right,
and it leads to bad things. So when your business is running good, and that does happen once in a while, Jim.
Right,
you know?
And that's typically when it's going so good, you've been able to afford to hire somebody to kind of run the day-to-day, and you're on top of it as the entrepreneur. That's when you get bored, isn't it?
Well, yeah. What happens is, you know, you have all these pent-up ideas that you did along the way, and you wander. And you wander away from your mission, and you wander away from your business, and it causes problems. You know, you look for other things to do. You know, it's like taking a girl to the prom. You know, you're supposed to bring home the date you came with. It's the same thing in business. You know, what you have to do is you have to stay with the idea that got you there. Now, I'm not against starting new businesses and having new ideas, but don't do it when you have nothing to do because
right.
you're a little bored, you know, and you have all this pent-up energy.
Right.
And, you know, that's the time to turn back to your business
mm-hmm.
and take it to the next level. And a lot of entrepreneurs think, well, I got this going. I know exactly what to do. You know, I'm going to open up a restaurant, and the guy's in the software business, you know.
Right.
And so they get in trouble, you know, because you think invincible.
Here's what happens, and I've seen this happen many times, and I've seen fortunes that were made lost by this boredom thing. But here's the other thing that happens. Along with that boredom, because you look around and say, okay, how could I be bored? Well, it's because I'm so successful. Along with that boredom comes the idea that, hey, I must be pretty smart. If I can do that, I can do this.
Exactly.
And guess
right.
what, folks? You're probably wrong.
That's true. You know, and you know, a lot of these things, you know, there's a difference between I'm very smart and that's not good. Smart people aren't good.
You got to be careful. When you start thinking you're really smart, that's when you better cover up.
Yeah, well, smart people have to learn from their own mistakes. Wise
right.
people learn from the mistake of others.
That's right.
So most of us entrepreneurs are smart, we're not wise.
Right.
And so what happens is, you know, I give this lesson about get boredom and why, because it happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I am running a very successful business, have 500 employees and stuff, and I wander off into the giftware business, you know, and got my backside beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't belong in that business. I don't belong
right.
in an inventory business. I know
mm-hmm.
nothing about it. And I thought, like you just said, that I could overcome anything. You
if
know,
you're
I'm
so
invincible.
Smart, if you could build this, you could build that.
Exactly. You know, and over the years, you build up certain talents, you do that, and how do you do that? It's from experience. So in my business, you know, I got beat up a little bit here and there, and I have the experience to know in service businesses, I'm pretty good at it. Not
mm-hmm.
not great, but good enough, mm-hmm. and I can build a pretty good business. But when I wander off into other fields, I always get my ears pinned back.
Well, you know what? You know what? Inspector Callahan said, Clint Eastwood's character, Inspector Callahan in the Dirty Harry movies. Remember what he said? A man's got to know his limitations.
Yeah, well, that's true. And so, as an entrepreneur, I think that runs specifically to entrepreneurs themselves, because we always wander. You know, what I say to people a lot of times, it's like you're on a railroad track, and if you keep focused on that track, mm-hmm. you'll be successful. But once you open up your vision too wide, mm-hmm. and look to the left and all the way to the right, you're going to get in a little bit of trouble.
Well, and this is an issue with entrepreneurs. It's not necessarily an issue with managers. And when we come back, I want to talk about with Norm about the difference between whether you're more of an entrepreneur and whether you're more of a manager. And also, I want to talk about something you've heard me talk about before, folks, and that's that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And that'll, if you take that into mind, you won't get bored too much. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.